Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get real and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and as always, thank you for listening to the show. I have so many new listeners, new people finding me. Some people find me and then they run the other way. Listen, I have to say that I am an acquired taste. I know it, I admit it, and I've accepted that. The bottom line, this show is about experiencing more, feeling feelings of satisfaction, contentment, inner peace, all of those feelings that, quote, we say bring us or feels like happiness. You know, happiness to me, let me just define it really quick. My definition of happiness is to be able to stand in the middle of the ocean all by yourself, in a rowboat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and there's storms and there's ups and there's downs and there's waves and there's turbulent weather and then there's calm, but the ability to stand up in that rowboat all by yourself and be calm and be at peace and be balanced and remain that way with your roots, with your foundation stuck in trust. That is my definition of happiness. And so what happens is there are things, there are behaviors, there are thoughts, there are words, there's what we've learned about happiness, and then there is now an unlearning. One of the common, the threads that keep going by, just keep going through my life in the last probably 2 months is this concept, topic of worrying. And how worrying is so ingrained, deeply ingrained in every cell of most people's body. You know, when I teach them the importance of happiness classes, and one of the questions I ask is how many of you worry? And usually 99.9% of the people raise their hand and say they worry. And I found that this worrying is such a, first of all, it's impossible to worry and be happy at the same time. It's impossible to worry and be balanced and be content and have any kind of inner peace. It's just, it's impossible. So the key is, the bottom line is worrying, how to eliminate worrying, and is that even possible? I remember one of my students, couple of weeks ago says, well, I don't think you can eliminate worrying, Rebecca. Maybe you can eliminate some of it, but all of it? And my response to her is, no, you might not be able to eliminate all worrying, but I, my dear audience, have eliminated it from my life totally. I'm not worried about other people in my mother, my son, people in my life. And quite frankly, I've gotten to a point where I don't even worry, and I'm just going to throw this in there, and or care about me or what happens in my future. It's really about letting go of your attachments, your thoughts, your ideas, your preferences of what you want, and really accept and accept that there is a divine plan, that there is another plan that is perfect, that is unfolding, that is happening. And this other plan, this divine plan, or this plan that is in place, because there's nobody out there that is listening to this that has had everything rolled out exactly the way that they've, quote unquote, wanted it. I mean, listen, if I was designing my life, it surely wouldn't look like the way it looks. It wouldn't look like this. How about you? So giving up that notion or that thought that I have any control or I'm making anything happen or I'm creating anything, that is, if I'm creating something, then why am I not creating everything? You know what, strike all that, because that doesn't even make sense. I believe that this plan, if I think, which I do, I think that I should have my own television show on OWN. That's it, or whatever, whoever channel. I don't care what channel. It's just my own television show. I've visualized a live show, people calling in with their questions, reality, spirituality, talking about, and then me answering, and how to come up with a solution or a plan or a choice that's going to add to your happiness. Yes, it's the modern day Dear Abby, except for I'm Rebecca. I don't know what happened, Abby. I'm Rebecca. So, yes, that's what I visualize. My own show, it would be fabulous. People call, live, it would be live. Well, what if the universe doesn't have that same plan or doesn't have that same idea for me? And quite frankly, obviously it doesn't, because up until this date, I don't have a show. But 6 months from now, I could. But who cares and who is into 6 months from now? Because if I'm looking at the future, that means I'm robbing myself of this present. I'm going to get back to this worrying again. Because the worrying not only comes from worried about what's going to happen to me, or worried about what's going to happen in my life, or worried about my future. But now the worrying spills over into other people. And let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. This is just yesterday. And if you listen to the show, you know that I share a lot. And the reason why I share a lot is because the things that happen to me are the things that inspire or give me fuel for growth. So if you've listened, I've had maybe the last 2 months an issue with diet and eating, and my system is basically telling me, well, Rebecca, you've got to start all over again. You've got to go back to foods without any kind of preservative. In other words, let's go organic, let's go clean, let's go green, let's go fresh. That's what I'm having to do right now. And when I don't know if any of you have done a cleanse or really started going into natural foods and letting go of the garbage. Well, I hadn't had dairy in a long time, garbage and or bread and butter and fried foods and sugar and letting go and all of that stuff and rice and all of that stuff that's so damn good and tasty, and giving up Taco Bell and giving up Carl's Jr. and hamburgers and all that stuff, giving it up for a while, for a season. Well, because of that, I've been losing a lot of weight. And I don't get on the scale either if I'm heavier or if I'm lighter. I never get on the scale. I don't like getting on the scale. It bothers me. So I just don't do it. I've even refused to get on the scale at the doctor's office. That's a real good move. No, I don't want to get on the scale this time. No, thank you, doctor. No, thank you. And you can't make me. But this is my point. So what has happened over the last few weeks, because I do teach a lot of classes and I see literally hundreds of people a week due to teaching and the number of classes. And so what has happened is losing weight. And in the beginning, wow, you're looking good, you're losing weight and you're all of this stuff. And then now it's to the point where I've really lost a lot. And what I get is this concern. You're losing so much. This is what I hear. You're losing so much weight. Are you okay? Are you, you know, why? And this look of concern and worry is now coming over over people's faces when they see me. And audience, left hand is up in the air. I have to say that this is one of my buttons, if you will, that unless I am fueled all the way up, that unless I am connected to the point where, in other words, I'm like right on, I'm conscious, I'm zoomed in, I'm focused on being conscious. Unless I'm in that state, that question of are you okay and that look of concern and worry, and you know exactly what energy I'm talking about when people look at you and they, oh, are you okay? So I had that yesterday at the pool. Excuse me a second. I'm so weak I can barely sip my ginger tea. Hold on a second. I have to hold the cup with two hands. Hold on. I'm so weak. I hope you can hear my smile. So yesterday when I was teaching my class, a woman that hadn't seen me in a few weeks, before class even started, she came up to me and she says, Rebecca, you've lost so much weight. Are you feeling okay? I said, I'm fine. And throughout the class, I'm yelling, I'm screaming, I'm doing my thing. I'm being me because I am fine. It's just that my body is just, you know, flushing all of the bad stuff out and putting some nutrients in that are very healthy. Anyway, why am I explaining this to you, my dear audience? So what happened was, after class, same woman that came right up to me, head tilted to the side, looking right into my eyes with the, are you okay? And audience, I looked and I said, yes, I'm fine. Take off your sunglasses. I have to look at you in the eyes. Take them off. And I can feel the resistance in my body, saying to myself, because one of my big things is stay out of everybody else's business. You want to be happier? Stay out of everybody else's business. Yeah, it'll be under the guise of, oh, well, we're concerned. I'm concerned. I'm concerned about you. No, that's not the truth. Here's the truth, audience. When you worry and you make an announcement that you're worried about anybody else and you make that announcement, and you are under the impression or you state or under the belief that you're worrying because you care, the truth is the worrying is from your uncomfortable feelings. So you have feelings that, and worrying does not feel good, because worrying is, I mean, worrying isn't equated with, wow, I worry and now I feel good. No, worrying, usually you worry and now you don't feel that good. So worrying is equated as a quote-unquote negative feeling. And that feeling that you're having, looking at someone else, making a judgment or belief that there's something's wrong, or you haven't seen them and you're still, or maybe it's a child or your child, and you're worried about them because you know they're going out. But that feeling is your responsibility. And announcing it and saying that I'm worried about you is actually really saying, is a form of trying to control and saying that I'm worried, you need to do something about that feeling that I'm having. To ease that feeling of worry, you need to do, you're responsible, you need to do something about it. So this woman, when she said, take off your glasses, and I looked right at her, and she says, well, talk to me, like tell me what's going on with you, because she doesn't know anything about specifics, you know, digestion, eating healthy, all that kind of stuff. Hold on a second. So she doesn't know any of that. And I said to her, well, you can't feel my energy. You can't feel that I'm healthy and I feel good and my energy is good. You can't feel that. And she says, I want to hear you tell me that you're okay. And I said, so you can't feel it. And it's really about what the whole thing is people want to feel the relief from their anxiety, from their feelings, from their worry. But the problem is, no matter what you say or what you do, they're going to feel like that, and it's their issue. That's why the only reason why people worry is because they don't trust. Is because they don't trust that everything is in order. Worrying just means a lack of trust. And who is responsible and whose fault and whose job is that? To have 100% of trust. Well, it's not my responsibility, and quite frankly, I'm not going to sit and explain to you, well, this is I've lost weight because of A, B, and C. Because quite frankly, I'm really, really spent a lot of years trying to alleviate people's angst or anxiety or worry or and trying to, quote, make them feel better. And it's at this point where I'm sorry. You have to make yourself feel better. You have to make yourself feel better. Your perception is changed. Let me say this. One of my closest instructors that I knew, and she actually danced at my one of my birthday parties, and she danced at a lot of functions that I had in the past. Well, she died in the beginning of August, and I went to see her on that last day. I actually saw her the day she died. She died 2 hours after I left, shortly after I left, she died the same day. And so her memorial was yesterday. And one of the things that was that her energy was in that room, even though her body was not. And she gave off this energy of the same as what we're talking about right now, is everything, it will be okay. Even though the last year of her life, maybe a little bit longer or less or longer, give or take a month, was with the knowledge of having cancer and going through chemo and not knowing whether or not you're going to live or die. Well, this woman, And I say that with such pride, that this woman with such insight. One of the things that she said on a video that I saw yesterday, and she knew she was dying while she was making this video, and she said, know that everything that is happening to you, there's a lesson underneath that. There's a lesson to be found. There is something good to be found from it. Everything, including a diagnosis of cancer. And it's a difficult concept to get, and it's even more difficult to walk it and to be about it, to be that. But it is possible to go through and to experience life's biggest challenges and still not worry and still trust and still let go and surrender to it all. You know, the ultimate letting go and surrendering, the ultimate, is right when you are in the middle of that storm, right when you are in the middle of not knowing in the next morning or the next day or the future. Is it possible to let go of all of that, all of your planning, all of this future thought? The answer is yes, but it is, again, a practice, just like you practice getting good at anything. You practice trusting, and you practice every single day in every single moment. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. My website, Rebecca Norrington, is Rebecca Norrington. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. You can go to my Reality Spirituality Facebook page and like Reality Spirituality. And also follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon. And that is a first draft, and that is the last draft of that edition. And it's going to be a collector's item. Trust me on that one, my dear audience. And I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're a physical extension of the universe, your consciousness, your awareness. In every moment, you are responsible for how you're feeling, and how you're feeling is determined by your choices, your choice of perception, your choice of behavior, your choice of words, your choice of energy. You're always growing and you're always changing. Love is patient. And love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Until next week, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some.